WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden has authorized Ukraine now to use long-range U.S. missiles to strike inside Russia, something that had been prohibited until now. ABC News contributor and former State Department senior official Steve Ganyard.
The significance of giving ATACMS to the Ukrainians is that it will allow them to hit deep behind Russian lines, to hit supply caches, to hit troop buildup areas, and hopefully blunt the attack on Ukrainian forces inside of Kursk.
President-elect Donald Trump nominating FCC Commissioner Brandon Carr as the next FCC chairman. He has called Big Tech the censorship cartel and says it must be dismantled. Vivek Ramaswamy heading up Trump's Department of Government Efficiency alongside Elon Musk, suggesting they delete entire federal agencies. Also nominated over the weekend, fracking exec Chris Wright to head up the Department of Energy. Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy protection. The biggest U.S. budget airline has lost more than $2.5 billion since the start of 2020. This is ABC News. A new E. coli outbreak is now being connected to carrots. One person has died and dozens have gotten sick across 18 states. ABC's Phil Lipoff with more.
The CDC is warning organic whole and baby carrots sold by Grimway Farms are making people sick. The products have been recalled by the company and they have been removed from store shelves. However, there's still the warning out there that they may be in your home. Some of the brands being recalled include Whole Foods, 365, Simple Truth, Trader Joe's, Wegmans. You can find the entire list on cdc.gov.
McDonald's now says it'll spend about $100 million to help franchisees affected by the E. coli outbreak linked to onions used on Quarter Pounders. Over 100 cases were reported in states like Colorado, Montana, and Nebraska. And Netflix is promising to fix the streaming issues with a Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight that happened on Friday night. Netflix is set to stream more sports, including a couple of NFL games on Christmas. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. There's been lots of talk in the news lately about celebrity biopics. Some that make you go, really? Mariah Carey, however, has a great bio with many elements that would make an interesting drama. She had a toxic marriage to a record producer, has the most popular modern Christmas song ever, is loaded with grit and resilience, and seems to value privacy unlike some other pop icons. Most importantly, when it comes to her career, she holds the record for the solo artist with the most number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100. That's right, folks. She's got more number one hits than Elvis. Director Lee Daniels hinted at the possible film on social media, which would be based on the 2020 book about Carey titled The Meaning of Mariah Carey. Staying in the world of biopics, Boyz II Men is also working on a film about their 30-year career. The influential R&B group with hits like It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday and End of the Road are four-time Grammy winners. There is no release date at this time. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Badgers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After just 2 years, the Badgers fired offensive coordinator Phil Longo. Wisconsin losing at home to Oregon Saturday, 16-3. Head coach Luke Fickell.
There's a lot of things that you can kind of point a finger at. Obviously, it's easiest to talk about the quarterback position, but I just think as a whole, there's just so many of those things that we just got to get better at in order to put ourselves in a position where it's not all on the shoulders of a quarterback.
NFL, the Packers with a dramatic 20-19 win over the Bears after Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks blocked Chicago's attempt to kick the winning field goal.
I'm visualizing myself block the kick. To be honest, I ain't seen nothing. They ran the same formation, and I just got penetration and just wanted it more. Got a hand up.
The NBA has fined the Bucks' Doc Rivers $25,000 after complaining about a controversial call by the refs in their loss to Charlotte.
I thought the final play was the ref blowing a call. This is back-to-back games now.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered rain developing by mid-afternoon, and there could be some heavy rain. We're talking a half inch to an inch by the time it all winds down early tomorrow. Our high today, 54. Tonight, breezy, low of 50. Tomorrow, breezy, rain ending with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll be joined by President of the Union, Reed Galen, also a founder of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, and
a brand new mix
of our theme song.
The John and Gordy theme song,
that
yes.
is unbelievable. I love it.
It's a remix.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
a remix, okay.
Found this tape after 30-something years.
Wow.
35 years.
Yeah.
The engineer actually found it, Jamie Goldsmith, up in Reedsburg, used to be in Boscobel with his studio,
mm-hmm.
where we recorded that about 1985 or 86, somewhere there.
How could he find something he didn't know the title to?
Well, that was the question. And actually, that's what took him 38 years. We didn't know what we called it.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it to him a couple of years ago, and he goes, yeah, I remember this. I kind of remember it, but... Yeah.
Why don't you pass along the title, and then like a month from now, we'll ask our listeners to remember the original title of the John and Gordy theme song.
It was
original. And then win some kind of major prize,
okay.
$15,000 or something like that.
When he found the tape, it was called the Eggman theme. I don't know why.
Yeah.
We were really high when we named it that, undoubtedly.
Yeah.
But, I'm on that, playing guitar and a few other friends from that area.
I would assume that you had something to do with naming it because you're a big Beatle guy. And
maybe it had something to do with it.
You're
I don't know.
About the Eggman.
But I've renamed it the John and Gordy theme now.
There you go.
And the whole thing runs about 2 minutes and 16 seconds, something like that.
Yeah.
It's 2:17. So maybe we'll play the whole thing at some point. Maybe Friday with Rocker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think Rocker would love to hear the whole thing.
Yeah. Some really talented musicians on there.
Yeah.
From that area.
Well, who cares? All right.
Exactly. Time to move on. So, yeah. It's foggy out there this morning. Man. Yeah,
it's a London fog out there.
Big old blanket of cloudiness.
It's wild. You're just driving along and you're looking at the fog just moving along the street lights. It's
right.
just fantastic.
It's kind of cool. Yeah. That should lift, but we are looking at rain maybe later on today. But it's pretty chilly this morning. What does your watch say the temperature is?
My watch?
Yeah.
I'm curious. Let's see here.
I've got 38 officially, but one of the reporting stations, one of the TV stations was reporting like 32 degrees.
I have 35.
Okay.
Well, high of 55 today.
Okay. Well,
That's unofficial. Of course, we haven't checked with the
which
weather
one?
Roulette wheel, the weather balls,
yeah,
or the one-armed bandit.
Let's go with the weather lottery balls. All right. Let's see what the official actual afternoon high is.
We have balls so many devices.
Balls are bouncing around. And there's the first ball. It's five. Five. So we're in the 50s.
We're on track.
Second ball is eight. 58 for a high today. Uh-huh. And look for rain showers sometime before noon.
We'll have to add my watch to the to the equipment that we have.
But your watch doesn't make any noise, does it?
No.
No,
it doesn't.
As it ciphers the temperature? Let's roll over to the National Day Calendar for this Monday.
Well,
what is it?
Yeah.
What?
No.
You all right with that?
No, I'm never right with it. Go ahead.
Okay. It's November 18th. Mm-hmm. Happy November 18th. Is it National Princess Day?
Yeah.
Is it National Magazine Day? How about National Mickey Mouse Birthday Day? Or National Vichyssoise Day? Vichyssoise.
Are you sure that's how it's said?
Well, I think it's a... yeah.
We got to check on that. That sounds like a French word.
Well, let's start with that one. Can we get Julian involved with this? It's V-I-C-H-Y-S-S-O-I-S-E. Vichyssoise.
This is a thick soup made of boiled and pureed leeks, onions, potatoes, cream, and chicken stock. The delicious Vichyssoise. Vichyssoise soup is how we would say it in France, but it'd be fine in English to say Vichyssoise. Vichyssoise from French.
He still puts an S on it.
It's still the same.
Vichyssoise.
Yeah, I like how he gives the English and the French pronunciation, but they're always exactly the same.
Why not? Yeah. Well, I love soup, especially this time of year.
That sounds like a good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Vichyssoise. Okay, let's see the history of vichyssoise.
Oh, by the way, we mentioned leeks in there.
Yeah.
You know, great substitute for onions. If you can't handle onions, leeks does the job.
Does it?
But I got to tell you, the price of leeks is way up.
Really?
And this inflation thing with Trump.
Yeah, because it's Trump's deal now,
He wants credit as of November 5th. He came right out and said it. So, in fact, I have that coming up later on.
Oh, good.
But the thing is, this is all on him now.
Yeah.
And the price of leeks,
way up.
I mean, I paid $2.50 for the stock of leek. That's ridiculous.
What about the price of eggs? Eggs
going up? Oh, my God. The price of eggs, right?
Right. Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only buy half a dozen eggs now when I go. Yeah.
I know. No one can afford eggs anymore.
Who can afford that? You got to take out a loan.
But it's even more. Well, I guess if you've not eaten a ton of eggs, it makes sense. But
right?
It costs even more in the long run if you're only buying half a dozen.
Well, I know it, but I should eat more eggs, maybe.
Well, yeah,
too expensive.
The more you buy, the less expensive it is. Except I got a dozen and a half eggs for over $6.
Wow.
Maybe you should buy like three or four dozen at a time. Your kids would probably go through them.
Well, there's a little. Self-censorship on my part. I almost slipped another word in between. Because I just grab eggs off the shelf and I put them in my cart. I don't even look at the price because they're always pretty low. You know, I mean, the price is always pretty good. And then when I get to the checkout, it's like $6.79 or what the hell? For a dozen and a half eggs, that's just way beyond.
Nuts.
This is Trump. This is his economy.
It's all his fault.
Right here. I mean, this is what they're doing now. They're just going to start taking and taking and taking, raising the prices of everything. We're done.
Okay.
You know, we're done. We might as well go back to, food deserts, right? Packaged goods. That's what we're going to have to take now. Chips and corn curls and whatever else.
Corn curls. Well, let's get back to vichyssoise.
Okay, vichyssoise.
I didn't know this or I forgot it, that it's a cold soup. I don't like cold
soup. Oh, wait. Cold soup.
Yeah, it's a cold soup.
No way.
By many.
No way.
Yeah, made thick with pureed leeks, onions, potatoes, cream, and chicken stock. Vichyssoise is traditionally served cold, though sometimes it's eaten hot. Well, okay, make up your mind. I don't know.
Jeez. That sounds awful cold.
Yuck.
Wrong ingredients for a cold soup.
It goes back to 1950, so it's relatively new.
Hmm.
Although, never mind. That's not interesting. Let's move on to something else that's way more interesting. National Princess Day.
Yes.
By the way, we didn't Did you ask me, or did I ask you which one was the fake day? I forgot.
No.
No, you didn't.
Well, which one was the fake day?
National Princess Day?
No. You're wrong. Sam, do you remember any of the days?
There you go. There's the buzzer.
Magazine Day?
You're correct.
All
you
right.
win a shiny new dime.
Oh.
Way to go. National Princess Day. Celebrate the princess and every girl by taking part in National Princess Day. Perhaps you know a princess who shines because of her gift of laughter, making everyone around them smile.
This remember way back when,
BS.
When we were younger,
what?
You called somebody a princess. It was a derogatory term. Yeah.
Yes. Way to go, princess.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you think you're a princess.
Yeah. Huh? Swan princess. Goes back to the Swan princess. What is the Swan Princess? Was released in theaters on November 18th, 1994. Introduced the beautiful Princess Odetta to fans across the globe. Okay. Nobody cares about Princess Day. Let's move on. We got a phone call?
That was a lot of fun.
Wait. Hang on. Mark has something to say about National
Princess Day?
National Days. Mark, good morning. Go ahead with your call.
Once again, I hear the price of eggs being bantered about.
Yeah?
Yesterday, as a matter of fact, I bought a dozen eggs at the co-op because I was going to make some pumpkin pie and some cookies. And
Yeah.
And my infamous impossible ham and cheese pie that wow. takes four eggs to make a batch of it to make one. But it is just, you see the sign I got those at the co-op, and those are $5.29 a dozen for regenerative pastures, organic eggs. But I mean that I don't know where you're getting your eggs for $6.79 a dozen.
It's a dozen and a half eggs.
Do they come packaged?
They come in packages of a dozen and a half. Yeah.
Never seen. And I think for conventional eggs, they're usually around $3.99 a dozen or $2.99 a dozen, depending. But
yeah, something like that.
When I look at the pig and local pig here in Sauk, that it says. Yeah, you know, the whole problem is that farmers are having to replace their flocks because of the bird flu.
But why did it all of a sudden go up? It wasn't like that like a week ago.
Yes, it was.
It was? Well, maybe 2 weeks ago. Okay. When I last bought eggs, it was a lot less expensive.
And the problem is that you guys are better informed than most of the public, it seems. But, we have to remember that supply chains, that COVID... We're still feeling the echoes of COVID here, and because the companies decided, well, we can charge this much, so they're going to charge this much, and that for Biden to take the hit, well, it's been 20% inflation over the past 4 years. Well, when Ronald Reagan was president, I don't know if I said it on this program, but I think Ronald Reagan never got the inflation rate under 4% per year when he was president of the United States.
Right.
But, okay. So the public has a really short memory span, and now we're going to reap the full harvest of Donald Trump, and it's going to be pretty bad.
Well, I'm going to have a great, my memory is going to be great now for the price of everything I buy. I'm going to make sure that, they either come down by half or I'm going to complain each and every morning.
Great. Yeah. All right, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mark.
All right. We just got a minute left here.
I mean, they gave up the U.S. They gave up democracy because the price of eggs was too high. Okay? That's what's rubbing me the wrong way.
Okay. Something.
I can't believe we did this. I don't know. Gasoline prices were high. Well, talk to OPEC about it. It's not the president. God.
Okay.
How many times do we have to remind them? It's OPEC. It's
angry
not
John this
the
morning.
President.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Facts, man. We're just getting going here. On a Monday morning, John and Gordy will continue with more history days and other stuff coming up next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point. And they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah, yeah, yeah! Yeah, yeah, yeah! Come on! Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
Get going.
Yeah.
621, 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy. This portion of the John and Gordy Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's east or west sides or online at verlo.com.
Just to double check, is popcorn, right?
Popcorn. Okay. James Brown.
If anybody cares, you know, I can pass along a little tip about popcorn. You know, making the best kind of popcorn you could possibly make. Now, I have a little tip.
He takes a bag and he throws it in the microwave.
John's Techno Corner has researched this stuff.
Okay.
And I have a big tip. You know, I used to go with the Stir Crazies for many years. There's a West Bend Stir Crazy, which is the name of the product. And there's another one by Orville Redenbacher, which is a fantastic device, exactly like the Stir Crazy, only it has an enameled nonstick surface, which is much better. Incredible. But at the same time, when you pop corn in one of these Stir Crazies, it gathers steam inside the bowl that's covering the popcorn as it pops. Mm. And that makes kind of a soggy, chewy popcorn. And I've been trying to come up with a different way to make popcorn so I can make really, really good popcorn like at the movie theaters, right? So I finally researched it, the best of reviews for popcorn poppers, and it's an air popper.
Okay.
And it's a Presto air popper, and it is gorgeous. And it pops this fantastic popcorn. The biggest popped popcorn I've ever gotten in my entire life. There are no hard kernels inside the popcorn or left in the bowl. Nothing. It is the best popcorn popper ever. Now, here's the thing. Because it's an air popper, it comes out a little cardboardy, okay? I mean, you know, it doesn't have that oil to add that flavor in. Mm. But what you do is, and I have these oil sprayers at home. Now, a lot of people buy the pressurized spray cans of oil.
Okay.
I have just sprayers, just like water sprayers. They make those. They're fantastic. I have olive oil in one of them, and I just light sprayed
John's
over the popcorn.
John's just a fan of grease.
Good Lord.
No. Yeah, no, it adds a great flavor. And by the way, olive oil is great for you. So you just spray just a light spray on. You put the salt on so it sticks to the popcorn. And it is just fantastic. It's a tip. It's a free tip, okay?
You
know, I'm not going to charge for
it. I didn't realize you were such a popcorn snob.
I am. Damn
what's,
it.
What's the name brand? What brand
Presto
is this?
This is a Presto Air Popcorn.
If you wanted movie theater popcorn, why wouldn't you just buy like the big, giant popcorn maker that they have at a movie theater?
I also researched that. I was going to get one of those. It takes too much time to clean. This Presto Air Popper, there is no cleanup. None.
Really?
It's just you make the popcorn, you eat, and that's it. It is just the easiest popcorn popper ever without a big mess or anything.
Are you the official spokesperson now for this?
I should be. Let's see if we can't get them as a sponsor.
That. Yeah. Presto Air Popper.
It's like $35 maybe at the most, $30.
And it's easy to use.
It's so easy to use. It's ridiculous, and it saves a lot of space on your countertops.
You guys used to be sponsored by a popcorn company,
Rural Route 1.
Rural Route 1 popcorn.
Yeah.
Do they still make that?
Pops Bittick.
Pops Bittick.
Yes, they do. They still make it.
Yeah. Well, we should check in with Pops.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get him as a sponsor still.
Well, anyway, now we know how to make the popcorn.
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect popcorn every time.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. Well, I hope everybody's written down what I just said.
Yes.
Because I forgot it already.
Presto Air Popper. We'll put it on Facebook. We'll get a picture of it, put it on Facebook.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Maybe work out a sponsorship deal.
An official endorsement.
Yeah, I like it. Okay. Let's get back to the National Day Calendar and then the history book.
I want to explain.
Okay,
can I
explain?
No, can I explain?
No, it's fine.
No, I just want to explain
one more
thing.
Okay. Yes.
Because you said something about it before we took the break that I was, really angry, right? Okay.
Yeah, you seem pissed off about
something. Yes, yes. You know why?
Why?
I was watching some old videos on YouTube yesterday, and I came across, who's the guy that used to scream and yell when he did his comedy routines?
Sam Kinison?
Sam Kinison.
Okay, yeah.
I was watching Sam Kinison do his bits.
Oh, man.
And he just go off.
He was hilarious.
And I'm just reflecting a little bit of what I was watching.
I see.
I realized I was doing that after you mentioned that. So I got to come down a little bit. Sam Kinison has an energy level that's beyond anyone's imagination.
What was really funny is when he was burst onto the scene and people didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
You know, the early audiences of him. And then he'd start out very calmly.
He always starts out calm.
And then he would point to somebody in the audience that was about to get married.
Do you like popcorn? Do you like popcorn?
Well, I didn't.
You just launch into this incredible loud screechy voice.
See if you can find Sam Kinison talking about marriage.
No, you can't play anything for Sam Kinison.
Well, yeah,
I think it's pretty.
We'd have to go through it, but all right, we'll work on that.
We will.
Okay, it's Mickey Mouse's birthday, by the way.
Oh, yes.
This is important stuff. Made his debut November 18th, 1928.
Steamboat Willie.
That's it. Mm-hmm. We have a little Steamboat Willie music?
No. Well, I did.
You lost.
I lost. I was going to play it coming in, but I couldn't find a better quality version. There was only the one uploaded by Walt Disney in 2009.
That's
probably the only kind of audio you're going to get from it.
That's probably true.
I want to hear either about the history today or what you did last night, Sam, that seems to have scarred
you
for life.
I'll tell you quick what
happened
last night. All right. We can maybe get to the history.
All right.
So I went to bed a little earlier than normal last night, around 9-ish. And slept fine for a while until a little after 2 in the morning when I heard in my dream a doorbell go off. And then I heard it again. And then I woke up and I was like, wait a minute. Was that my actual doorbell? And I just waited there. And then it went off again.
What a guy.
And so somebody was at the door. I had no idea who it was. And earlier yesterday, we had a run-in with our crazy neighbor down the road, so I was worried that he had come back again.
Oh,
I'll
no.
tell you more about him another time.
All right.
But It turned out my roommate had forgotten his keys and was at work till like 2 in the morning last night.
Oh, no.
And he asked me to let him in, so.
Oh, that's it.
And that, yeah, I didn't really fall back asleep.
So how long did it take him to get your attention?
A couple minutes, I'm not sure.
Did he try calling you first?
He did. I didn't have my ringer on.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, that's a sad story, Sam.
It is.
Thank you. 29 minutes past the hour. We'll get to the history books and a whole lot more. I'm John and Gordy in the morning.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Well, with the way commodity prices are looking these days, you can't blame a farmer for looking at ways to cut costs. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. But a lot of advisors are cautioning farms against cutting back on their crop insurance next year. Putting a pen to paper is one of the plans that Doug Yoder, agency manager with Country Financial in Illinois, is advising his clients to think about. And he says resist temptation to cut back on crop insurance.
In this negative net farm income environment we're in, where inputs are still high, but the prices have plummeted quite a bit, there's no denying in my mind that farmers are going to have to push the pencil pretty hard this winter and cut costs any way they can. I always tell them this in this environment. I really hope they don't voluntarily reduce their main coverage. Crop insurance, bar none, is their main safety net. And I just hate to see them voluntarily reduce their coverage. I think they're going to need all the coverage they can get in this sort of environment.
Doug Yoder, crop insurance provider with Country Financial. They're out of Illinois. If you're talking with your crop insurance provider today, factor in lower market prices to start your Monday. Numbers are next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world. To integrate a global ag and energy supply chain. To advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world. To build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Corn is very quiet on a Monday morning. Right now, December is unchanged at 424. March is unchanged at 435. January beans are down 6, 992. November new crop next year down 8 at 1012. December wheat is up 2 at 539. July new crop up 3 at 572. Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a penny and a quarter at 168.5. 40-pound block cheese gained 3.5 to 169 and a quarter, and AA butter finished the week up 3 cents at 263 a pound. The December Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 14 cents right now at 1890. The January contract is up 2 at 1898 a hundredweight. There's your quick market snapshot as we get started on a Monday morning. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered rain developing by mid-afternoon, and there could be some heavy rain. We're talking a half inch to an inch by the time it all winds down early tomorrow. Our high today, 54. Tonight, breezy, low of 50. Tomorrow, breezy, rain ending with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
At Burlow Mattress, Black Friday's going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Burlow mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, local. Crafted. Burlow.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will take a look at what happened over the weekend. Don't worry, nothing. Well, yeah, some things are going to happen over the weekend. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
As the 21st century began, intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Gravehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7 WMDX. Yes, idiocracy, it is out there. It is ever-present.
Yes, it is. And we'll get to that in a moment. It's 38 degrees, highs in the upper 50s today. Rain on the way later this morning. Mm-hmm. Okay, idiocracy, what do we got?
Were we going to get to birthdays or history or anything like that?
Do you have any history stuff?
If you want to, I can.
Well, sure. You put a little work into it. Let's
Yeah, go ahead.
Time zones debuted today in 1883 on U.S. railroads.
Wow.
Why did we need time zones? What was the theory back then, 1883? Just because railroads existed?
Well, because like a bunch of different cities like kept their own standard time. And if you took a one-hour train from, I don't know, wherever to wherever, and it wasn't 1 hour later in the place that you arrived, that would cause issues.
Yes.
Your clocks are out of sync.
Okay. Thank you for explaining that. Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Today in 1963, touchtone phones debuted.
Oh, that was great, wasn't it?
I love that sound.
Those were fun. Yeah.
you like listening to the little sound that it makes when you press the button?
Well, you can make songs out of them. Remember in the old
days?
Right. Yeah.
What do you mean make a song?
They used to have different tones. Nowadays they don't.
Yeah.
But, well, you still hear it on your cell phone if you hit the buttons.
No, it's not like that.
It's not. It was not like. It's not like it is now.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't an expansive library of songs that you could make.
No,
but
not at all.
You know, each number had a different.
Is that
tone.
How you got your start as a musician?
Yes, that was my inspiration.
Wow. Okay. Do touch tone phones, the old ones, do those still work?
Well,
on today's system.
You got a landline.
I don't know.
You can plug it in.
Really?
Yeah, I would assume so, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
What else? Any highlights? Any really great things that happened?
Not great things. This is not a great thing. No. Today in 1978 is the anniversary of the Jonestown Massacre, the mass suicide event.
That's right.
Drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's somewhere along the way that'll happen with megas as well.
Jeez.
They are a cult. Yeah. They can be pretty
culty. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay. Got a couple birthdays. It's Alan Shepard's birthday, the astronaut.
Yeah.
And Margaret Atwood, the author of, we've talked about it a couple times, The Handmaid's Tale.
That's right.
Which some people are using as a blueprint for what they want to make the country into.
Yeah. Alan Shepard, the first astronaut for
first
the U.S.
American in space, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't orbit. He just went up and came back down, but into the... into space.
Took a rocket up and then straight back
turned
down.
Turned it back down. Came back down.
Crashed into the ocean.
Yeah, he died back in 1998.
Mm, okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
And?
Let's get to idiocracy.
Okay.
All right, because, you know, it's crazy stuff. And we heard all along during the Biden administration how costly the programs are that he put in place. The spending.
That's what we heard from the
adding
Republicans.
Adding to the debt, yes. Oh, we couldn't handle it anymore. You know, $8 trillion was okay for tax cuts, you know. Hmm. But then when Biden came in and he spent it on us, well, that wasn't good. That wasn't good. That cost way too much money. So now
That's right.
They are very concerned about spending way too much money. But instead, well, now they're looking at maybe universal vouchers in every state across the country. You know, they want like a national voucher plan where you have your choice of a voucher to any school you want to go to.
Okay.
And this really? is now beyond parody because those vouchers cost a whole hell of a lot more money than public schools. Anyway, Bill Lee now says electing Trump means Bill Lee, by the way.
Yeah, who's Bill Lee?
He's a governor. And he says that because Trump was voted in, people may be rejecting statewide vouchers in statewide elections, but now they really want vouchers statewide because Trump was voted in.
Kind of twisting himself in a pretzel here.
Yes, I'm twisting myself in a pretzel trying to describe
it. Explaining it, yeah.
And when they did, he said, you know, voting Trump in, that their votes matter less when they pass bills than when they elected a president. So anyway,
Bill Lee is a, governor of Tennessee.
Yeah. Okay. Could we listen to this? Cut 107.
Okay. Constitutional amendments, very separate from pieces of legislation. There is a clear movement towards school choice in this country. Donald Trump campaigned on it. Ballot initiatives are really different from legislation. Our plan, as I understand it now, clearly is for education freedom scholarships to become universal in the future.
Okay, there it is. So he's justified it in some way, shape, or form, right? Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a look at Florida's voucher program.
All right,
statewide voucher program. The Florida Senate projected that its voucher expansion would cost $646 million, but independent researchers estimated that the program would actually cost not $646 million, but about $4 billion.
That's a little different.
That's a little, yeah. Yeah, their math might have been off just a little.
I wasn't a math major, but it
Seems like it's different,
it's
right?
It's a lot different. Yeah.
The actual costs are already approaching, by the way. They estimated $4 billion. The actual cost so far, $3.35 billion the first year for their voucher program.
Wow,
they're saving a lot of money, you know.
It looks like need to go back to school.
Yes, exactly.
Pretty much. Yes. Pretty much now. Wow. They had a list here, a graph, and I'll just try to explain some of it. The exploding cost of voucher programs. Wisconsin is on this list. 120% above budget costs. Okay, so we're paying 120% more for the voucher program than estimated.
Okay.
Louisiana, 153%. Ohio, 414%, Florida, 519%, Indiana, 810% above budget costs, Georgia, 891% above budget costs, and Arizona, we've heard about the Arizona program, holy crap, this is 1,346% above the budget costs for universal vouchers.
Where do they get all this extra money?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they got to pay for it, right?
Right.
They couldn't afford public schools. They've been squeezing that for years.
Yes.
But they seem to have enough now somehow, somewhere, I don't know where they're getting the money, for these statewide school vouchers. This is outrageous.
It is.
This is crazy stuff.
It is. Yeah.
So I don't know.
How are they going to pay?
Yeah.
So, what happened? I mean, the projections were that far off.
That far off. Wow. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, like I said, the Florida Senate came up with just $646 million.
Mm.
That's all it's going to cost. And, you know, it made everybody pretty happy. Yeah, that's pretty good, you know. And all of a sudden, you know, the actual cost are $4 billion. Reality
I'm
sets
sure,
in, you know.
You know, when Donald Trump takes office, he'll come in, he'll straighten it all out.
Those prices will be cut in half.
Yep. Figure it all out.
Oh, man. There's nothing left, you know. Now, you sent me something, the Clapton quiz show.
Yes, because I know how much you hate Eric Clapton.
I truly hate him.
Not sure where this hate comes from. You know, great musician.
Right.
Fabulous.
You know, I felt sorry for him and his son, you know.
Of course.
I mean, that was a great song and a sad story.
Yeah.
So
horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
But as far as a musician is concerned, he sucks. You know, he can't play.
You're so off.
He was so good in the early days, early British invasion days. But suddenly, you know, he just got lazy, fat, you know.
He never got fat. What are you talking about? He's slim and trim. So I found this online, and I thought you would enjoy it because, you know, I know how much you hate Clapton, but, you know, here's a little trivia question. It's some sort of Jeopardy show. Yeah. I think it was they tried it out on MTV or something. It's a rock Jeopardy show.
Okay.
Because if you saw the video, if you looked at it, it has a really
rock
weird
type of thing.
Yeah. So should we got that dialed up and ready to go?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't.
It doesn't have a number. Just look for the Clapton quiz show.
Okay.
All right. You got it?
Eric Clapton for 800, please. Clapton's first top 40 solo hit was this timely tune written by J.J. Cale.
Okay, stop it.
Nicole.
Okay. Do you know what that was?
After Midnight?
You got it. What? See, you're not. You say you're not an Eric Clapton fan. You got that one right.
Wow,
go ahead and play
it. That
was
pretty wild. Okay.
Can you pick it up there or no?
Nicole.
What is After Midnight?
Right.
Eric Clapton for 1,000, please.
Okay, let's get ready.
Clapton's 1974 number one album, or the address where he and the band stayed while recording it. Nicole?
What is...
Something Oceans.
You're very close. Or,
yeah.
Ocean Boulevard.
Boulevard. There you
There's
go.
Nicole?
What is 461 Ocean Boulevard?
461.
Yeah, and look at that.
Eric Clapton. Yeah. Eric Clapton for 600.
I know my Clapton.
Please.
Okay,
George Harrison's wife, Patty Boyd, whom Clapton later married, inspired this Derek and the Dominoes hit.
What hit?
Layla.
Perfect. Go ahead.
Cole.
What is Layla?
We found a category you like.
Eric Clapton for 400, please.
It's the crime admitted to in the title of a Clapton hit, but I swear it was in self-defense.
Stop. Go ahead.
I shot the sheriff.
Very good.
Cole. What is I shot the sheriff?
Yes.
Eric Clapton for 200, please.
Clapton earned this nickname from the applause fans gave him when he changed broken guitar strings on stage.
Slow hand.
See? You got them all right.
Andy. What is God? No. Brad. What is slow hand? Slow hand, right.
I like his answer.
Got to explain that a little bit. When Clapton was in Cream, a famous band, when you liked Clapton, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
They started doing graffiti all over London because Clapton, this was before Hendrix came out, so Clapton was God.
Yes.
You know, and they spray painted that all over different parts of London. And,
Wow, so the guy had that answer.
You got them all right.
Isn't that weird?
And you're not a fan.
That? No.
Okay.
Huh.
Okay.
Makes me question whether whether I'm a fan or kind of a, you know, closet fan.
When did you turn into not a fan? After he left Cream and started doing Derek and the Dominoes, Layla,
fabulous
album.
I didn't mind that. All of a sudden, I think it was the Slow Hand album that just bored me the tears.
Well, he had a few. He kind of went through a tough period there with drugs and alcohol.
Yeah. Well, that might be it. Do you have a time when that album was released? Do you have any idea when?
I don't know.
See, I had to, I was a rock jock at one time.
Yeah, well, we both were at different times, yes.
And so a lot of that influenced my decisions on whether I like groups or not. And, you know, we'd have to play these songs, and some of them just, you know, bored me to tears.
That particular album was not a great album.
No.
I agree with you on that. Very, very different.
And then it had the title of Slow Hand. Well, that was an appropriate title.
Okay.
All right. So anyway.
But I think you'd like more of his recent stuff. There were a lot of great albums recently.
Yeah.
In the recent years. I've seen him two or three times. Great in concert.
But they revere him, you know, and all he has to do is just pick his guitar a few times and just sit back again on stage and just kind of, you know, relax, mosey down. And who cares, right?
He's quite good as a guitar player.
But he is not good anymore. He is not.
Okay. All right.
You know, you got to be creative, right?
He does the Crossroads.
And if you just forget the creative part.
Okay.
By the way, Crossroads, great song.
Crossroads is a terrific song. I saw him in 2007, I think, at the Chicago Crossroads Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Where they had a lot of different bands, and Clapton was there as a host and played with a bunch of the bands, and then Clapton ended the show with his band, and it was unbelievably great.
Yeah.
They had Stevie Winwood in there, and they had ZZ Top showed up, and Los Lobos. I mean, some really terrific
players. Those were great bands, I mean, it was like a surreal time for rock and roll at that time.
Those were the good days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thanks for the quiz.
You did really well.
I'm actually shocked, too.
Yeah. 6:48. We're coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now, lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning program.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey. Happy Monday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Highs today about 58 degrees, some fog this morning, some rain along the way a little bit later.
It's kind of crazy because you're looking out the window here, and if you look off to the left, the fog is gone. If you look off to the right, you can barely see the buildings.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah, there's fog all around the library down there.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. Or the library's on fire. I don't know. Take your pick.
We did see a fire truck this morning.
We did. Yeah, we did. We don't know why it was out there. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Interesting stuff going on. Vivek.
Ramaswamy.
Ramaswamy, yeah.
He's a character. Wow, what a fun guy. He's always got something to say. He's going to fix everything.
Yes.
He's an efficiency expert.
He really knows his stuff, doesn't he? You know?
Well, sure.
Well, the mega activist Supreme Court, you know, they repealed the Chevron deference, which allowed federal judges to give the government agencies a little latitude over how to interpret the statutes, right, and create their own rules and regulations and penalties.
That was quite a while ago, right?
Half a year ago or so. But, you know, it's gone now, and, you know, the judges are now in charge, not the agencies themselves or the administration. We elect a president to, you know, perform these duties. Now they've taken a lot of the executive branch's duties away and gave them to the judges instead. Who knows why? What the heck, you know? It's part of tearing the whole system down.
Got to start somewhere, so, yeah.
So this was Americans voting, you know, because of the price of bacon. Here's Vivek Ramaswamy and Tucker Carlson drooling over tearing regulations apart.
Meeting the
cuts 81.
But in order to do that, you need this industrial logic. And that industrial logic, in my opinion, is what the Supreme Court has already given us, which is this mandate to say the executive branch, the fake executive branch, the administrative state, has written all these rules by fiat. Mm-hmm. Most of them are illegal. Like, they're actually unlawful. They're illegitimate. And so if you have an executive branch that says, okay, we're going to recognize that most of these regulations are illegitimate, there's your blueprint for then shaving down the size of the federal bureaucracy, which is then the permanent solution to stop that bureaucracy from perpetuating this kind of illegal rampant action. And I think that's the stuff of how you actually save a country, boring as that might sound.
It's not boring. And I think it's so obvious. It's so overwhelming. It's the largest institution in human history. I've never heard anybody say, you know, we have a shot of like lopping off 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, that would change everything from our foreign policy to our economy to our culture.
Mm-hmm. And.
Okay.
They spent all their time asking whether they could and not asking whether they should.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. And
sounds like they're just going to lop it off.
Yeah, they're going to lop it off. What would they lop off?
I don't know.
Would they lop off giving tax cuts to the wealthy?
No.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Priority number one.
Yeah. So it's going to be painful, and I think Elon Musk actually said that once. It's going to be a little painful at first, but you know, you'll get used to, you know, abject poverty.
Okay? What are they going to do with Social Security? They're going to lop that off? Medicare? They're going to lop that off too?
Well, they're going to make some changes.
They're going to tweak it.
You know, yeah, yeah.
Just around the edges a little bit.
Maybe just around the edges, you know.
Nothing to worry about.
Take away those safety nets, because the wealthy don't need the safety nets.
Yeah.
It's kind of in the way.
Yeah. I read where they were going to just not do with the annual, where they adjust the amount that you get of Social Security. They're going to adjust that.
They're going to stop doing that instead.
Yeah. Right.
Great. Well,
so it's not going to go up with the cost of living. Just going to stay steady.
And one of the craziest things is, you know, they're going to get rid of all of these immigrants in this country.
Round them up.
Even legal immigrants in this country. And those immigrants work and they pay into the system. They pay Social Security and Medicare.
Right.
So we're going to pull that money out. And then they're going to make cuts to the programs themselves. Gee, I wonder what's left.
I don't know.
I don't think too much. But, Stephen Miller has a plan. He's the deputy chief of staff, and he wants to push forward denaturalization, which is the removal of citizenship of citizens who immigrated to the U.S. Mm. So a person who has become a naturalized U.S. citizen can have their citizenship revoked.
Just do it and don't worry about it.
So much for the 14th Amendment. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside.
Mm-hmm.
That's a part of the 14th Amendment. I guess, you know, we don't really have to pay attention to that kind of stuff. And I think the Supreme Court will let it go by this time, you know. Doug Billings, host of The Right Side, agrees with deportation camps. Listen to this. He says, yes, there will be camps, humane camps, which will serve and protect those who are awaiting deportation, which is much more than Biden-Harris did to protect illegals. This is necessary. The fact that Biden-Harris encouraged them to take deadly journeys here is evil to its core. And it's what the majority voted for. The border is open, right?
Okay, yeah. But right. They're going to round them up and put them in camps. Right?
Yes, they are. Well,
camping
it's a
is
safe
fun.
Way.
Camping, you know, you got a tent, exactly. You got a little bonfire going, some marshmallows.
The cots,
you
get
camping
used to that.
Is good. It's a good thing, right?
Yep. In the great outdoors of the U.S.
6:58. Hey, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to former Madison Mayor Hall Soglin a little after 7:30. That's coming up. Stay right here.
All right.
John and Gordy in the morning.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
John and Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison filmmaker and musician James Runday. And civic media host Earl Ingram joins the show to talk about his favorite film noirs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.